Chapter 5. An Unhappy Ship. The sailors were not happy after George's punishment. They still did their work, but they looked angrily at the captain. Tom was not happy either. He talked to Fletcher Christian.
"Captain Bligh's a cruel man,"
he told his friend.
"Don't talk like that,"
Fletcher told him.
"He's our captain, and we must obey him."
Tom remembered the advice of the old sailor.
"Obey your captain."
Soon after, there was a terrible storm at sea. The wind was very strong, and the waves came onto the ship. It was cold and wet. The crew of the Bounty fought the storm for 30 days and nights. Nobody could sleep, and there was no hot food. The sailors worked hard to save the ship, and everyone was exhausted.
"We're all going to die,"
thought Tom. One day there was a terrible accident. Captain Bligh ordered some sailors to climb the masts. It was difficult and dangerous, and they climbed slowly in the wind. Suddenly, one of the sailors fell from the mast. He was very badly hurt. The doctor tried to help him, but he died. Tom saw George and his friend together.
"Bligh's a bad captain,"
George said angrily.
"He doesn't care about the men."
"He's a hard man, George,"
his friend replied.
"We all know that. But what can we do? He's the captain."
"I know what we can do,"
George said. He took out his knife and showed it to his friend.
"Put that away,"
his friend said quickly.
"You mustn't talk like that."
At last, the storm passed, and the weather was calm again. The Bounty sailed towards Tahiti. Tom thought the ship's problems were over, but the good weather brought new difficulties. One evening at dinner, Fletcher Christian talked seriously to the captain.
"There's a problem with the water, sir,"
he said.
"Some of the barrels are broken because of the storm."
"Do we have enough water to reach Tahiti?"
the captain asked.
"We can reach Tahiti,"
Fletcher told him.
"But we must give the sailors all the water. We can't give water to the plants, sir."
"No!"
shouted Captain Bligh angrily.
"The plants are important. The crew must drink less water. 2 cups a day for each sailor, Mr. Christian."
2 cups a day? It's not enough, sir,"
Fletcher said.
"The men need more than 2 cups a day to survive."
"Give the order, Mr. Christian,"
Captain Bligh replied.
2 cups a day.
The next day, Fletcher Christian explained the order to the sailors. They were not happy.
2 cups a day, sir?"
one of them asked.
"We can't work without water. It's not right."
"What about the captain's plant, sir?"
another sailor wanted to know.
"Do we still give them water?"
"The plants get their water,"
Fletcher told them.
"We're more important than plants,"
a sailor said angrily. Fletcher looked sadly at the men. He agreed with them.
"Captain's orders, men," he said.